Moving to the Middle East, relations are improving between Lebanon and Syria. Today, the two agreed to take steps to formalize their border. Today also marks the second anniversary of the end of the war between the group Hezbollah and Israel. That war sparked a political conflict in Lebanon that ended just a few days ago. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
In September 2006, just over a month after the end of the war with Israel, the Shiite group Hezbollah held a huge rally marking what it called its divine victory over the Jewish state. Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, told a crowd in Beirut's southern suburbs, "The defeat era has gone, and it's the time of victories." Many Lebanese disagreed. Lebanon suffered billions of dollars in damage and lost more than 10 people for every Israeli killed. Still, many in Lebanon did see it as a victory, especially Hezbollah's supporters. One of them is a bar manager in downtown Beirut named Mo. He didn't want to give his last name. He says the Israelis destroyed his home in Beirut and in South Lebanon during the 2006 war. He says Hezbollah is the only thing that keeps Israel from invading Lebanon again.
I do support Hezbollah. Hezbollah is a Lebanese part in Lebanon. He played a huge role in defending our country since 1988.
But many in Lebanon blamed Hezbollah for sparking the 2006 war. They said Hezbollah was a stooge of Iran and Syria, and they called for the group to be disarmed. Hezbollah, in turn, accused its U.S.-backed opponents of doing Israel's bidding. In November 2006, Hezbollah and allied ministers resigned from the cabinet. For 16 months, the government was paralyzed, until May 8th. That's when Hezbollah violently seized control of West Beirut. Hezbollah had always promised never to use its weapons against fellow Lebanese. Mira Wazi is a Sunni Muslim in Beirut. She says she used to support Hezbollah, but Hezbollah leader Nasrallah lost her support in the May violence.
It was shocking. I can't say that I like him anymore. No, I don't. He also killed people. I can't forgive such thing. I can't.
But after 5 days of fighting, Qatar brokered a peace deal that included the formation of a new Lebanese government of national unity. Hezbollah was given veto power in the new cabinet, something it had been demanding for more than a year. Paul Salem of the Carnegie Endowment says the group is stronger than ever.
It's in a fairly reconstructed position in Lebanon politically and militarily. It still faces a fairly challenging future because Israel and Hezbollah are still on a collision course. And Hezbollah and the logic of the Lebanese state, there's no yet clear roadmap for Hezbollah and the Lebanese state either to coexist in a way that's not vulnerable to collapses or flare-ups like happened recently.
Still, Salem says that in Lebanon today, the group's position looks good. Hezbollah and its allies are now part of the Lebanese government that formed earlier this week. That same government announced this week it's planning to establish formal diplomatic relations with Hezbollah's supporter Syria, something Lebanon has been seeking for the past 30 years. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.